great occasion tonight, wasn't it, to sort of welcome back this level of football to Ebbsfleet?
Yeah, I think that was important to us. I just thought probably in that first hour where we didn't quite hit the height we definitely did on Saturday in terms of moving the ball like we did Saturday. But the last half an hour, we were very good. We moved the ball fast in 1v1 situations. McQueen and Coulson were very good. There was more passes for the midfielders than having two players wide. And Ken's outstanding. I just thought it was a very good performance that last half an hour. Against a good side as well.
Yeah, so little in it in the first half. Both defences playing well, I felt. The lad they got on loan, Finney, sort of particularly, you know, was keeping Daz quiet, and then the first sort of half mistake that comes along, and Luke finishes it, so important when you get a sniff to take it. And
yeah, you have to at this level. That's probably the key difference between the levels, is that the mistakes or the chances don't come around too often like that. You need cool, calm players that can score goals, and Kills so far has done well for us.
It's having maybe missed chances on Saturday, the chance to win the game. Still not a bad point to be clinical here. It must be satisfying to see.
Yeah, it's about evolving, really, isn't it? I mean, we're two games in, and there's always going to be something that I'm not happy about, the players aren't happy about in terms of a game. And we hope to keep evolving during the season and getting better.
I know you always sort of answer very diplomatically, speaking to Keds early. He was quite emotional about getting that goal and sort of putting those demons away from it 15 months ago. And it clearly meant a lot to him. Sometimes these scripts are just meant to be finished off like that.
Yeah, and not that I want to go back in time, but what happened to him that day was cruel. He was one of probably three or four players that turned up in the final for us. The rest didn't, if I'm being brutally honest. For him to score two penalties and then miss the crucial kick was cruel for what he did for us that season as well. But he's bounced back last season, been outstanding for us, and he's been outstanding again.
It says a lot about his mentality, doesn't it? Because that could really knock some players down.
Yeah, some people think they're winners. He is a winner. He doesn't go hiding, doesn't cheat, doesn't never let his team down. He's always honest. And like I said, he's a joy to work with.